on the phone this time with Coach Kyle Roach of the Pleasant Hill Roosters. They took on St. James Academy tonight, and it was a rough road loss, 35-7. Put you 1-2 on the season, Coach. You know, what do you say to your guys here after a game like that? You couldn't really get much going offensively, it looks like. And defense had a little bit of trouble with St. James Academy. But then again, you know, 35-7, you still had some bright spots there, I'm sure. Can you talk about some of the things you maybe saw your squad grow a little bit tonight, even though it was a loss?
You know, it's funny you say that. We did get better in some ways. We had some nice drives. Fortunately, we usually stopped ourselves with some penalties and turnovers tonight. Gave up some big plays defensively, some things that we really, all three of those things, we really need to come out on the positive end of those, and the height we didn't on any of the three.
So were you giving St. James shorter fields then?
Gave them short fields, yeah. We had some big plays called back, and just, you know, just the timeliness of it all was not to our advantage.
So where'd your 7 points come from?
We scored about a minute and a half into the fourth quarter, make it 28-7. On a long run, we broke a, 60 or 70-yard run, and a running back who's a returning starter got tripped about two, dove in, and broke his leg in two places. So that's kind of the microcosm of the season right now with the entry set. Of the seven kids with returning varsity experience, five of them are out right now with injury. So,
oh my, Coach, that's unprecedented.
Kind of a tough, tough road right now, and we're training some young kids, and we'll coach them up and try to get them ready to go Friday.
Some of those young rookies there, did you see any bright spots out of them? Something you see a lot of potential, possibly?
You know, they've been very receptive to coaching, I think I'm grasping as much as they can grasp. I think it's hard to prepare them for Friday night, but you know, when a week before they were playing JV on Monday. But you know, that's the nature of the game sometimes, and the karma right now is just not with the Roosters.
No, it isn't. Like you said, five out of your seven starters down. That is rough for any team. I think any team across even the NFL with a 53-man roster. You know, you got that many starters out. That is causing problems. So, you know, offensively you struggled, you know, defense, 35 points, but what was St. James successful in doing? Did any of those points come off of special teams, or was it strictly offense against your defense?
You said it earlier, they had some short field. They did have a couple nice drives. They broke some big plays, and a couple of them, I know. One was a 4th and 10 or 7, something, 4th and long. There was a 2 3rd and longs that they... And not only converted, but converted big. We really have to limit teams' big plays, and they got a few tonight.
Well, Coach, who do you play next week, and what's your plan here? For, you know, you got, once again, you got young guys you got to put out there and get them ready somehow. But who is your opponent next week?
We play Sedalia next week at home, and. You know, I guess our goal will be to be as prepared as we can, to really, really coach up these new starters that we're putting out there Friday, and see if we can come up with a way to make it competitive.
Well, Coach Roach, we appreciate you calling in on a rough road loss tonight, but we hope to hear good things for you as the season goes along. You know, hopefully get some starters back here as well and get some experience for these young players. Coach Roach, best of luck to you, and hope to hear best things from you by the end of the season.
Thank you. Appreciate your show and all you do for high school football.
Our pleasure. Again, that's Coach Kyle Roach, the Pleasant Hill Roosters. Rough loss tonight, 35-7, taking on St. James Academy. They'll try to bounce back for week 4. You're listening to the Fifth Quarter Show on KMZU.